You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
First Nations listeners are advised that the following program may contain the names and voices of our mob who have passed on to the dreaming. Hello, listeners. You're listening to Yellowman on 3CR, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au, streamed online and via the playback service. You can also listen in via Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you might get your podcasts. So today we are talking Radiophon again. It's 3CR's Radiophon this month. If you have been tuning in lately, you might have heard a bit of the other shows talking about Radiophon and its importance. If this is your first time tuning in, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Each year, 3CR does a big fundraiser drive in order to keep running for another year. So 3CR is not like these other commercial radio stations that is funded through, private corporations and ads and, all these other nonsense. It's also not like your stereotypical community radio station, which is funded through, various government grants and bodies and, other avenues. Instead, it is funded by the community. Each year, we put out a big call out to all of our listeners to ring up, come in, or, jump online and donate through to 3CR so that we can keep going for another year. Now, just on this note, I want to talk about why this is so important. So 3CR, in a way, especially for First Nations producers that are on this station, it's somewhat of a sovereign airways for us. It's a platform that amplifies voices which are usually silenced or ignored by the corporate media. Voices from First Nations communities, environmental defenders, unions, and grassroots collectives. Now, I can't understate the importance of a station with no consumerist ads and no corporate spin. And most importantly, there is no compromise as a result of that. When you are one of these commercial stations, you are subservient to these capitalist corporations that fund you and that keep you on air. You have to toe the line. You have to push the mainstream narrative. 3CR doesn't have to do that. And every dollar that you donate keeps the station independent and answerable only to the people, not to profits. Now, producing this kind of content takes time, it takes labor, and of course, it takes a lot of gear, and that's what people are helping to fund. 3CR doesn't run on wishful thinking as much as, we might all want it to. It runs on community donations. Now, your microphones, your transmitters, your editing software, your podcasting tools, the rent for the building, and everything else that goes into producing this and other shows, it all costs a fair bit of money. Now, in a cost of living crisis and a climate emergency, independent media is under threat right across the colony, but also it's more important than ever. Now, even if it's $5 or $10 or even $2, all of this is an act of resistance against media monopolies and colonial misinformation. If you've ever learned something from this show, if an episode ever made you angry, gave you hope, or sparked action, help us keep doing that for another year for more people. We don't want your guilt, we want your solidarity. It's not a charity appeal, it's a call to action, a call to keep radical voices on the air. Independent media, like this show and like this station, is absolutely essential for challenging the narrative and for so many of our fights, such as the fight for sovereignty. Because sovereignty isn't just about returning territory, it's also about reclaiming the story. Now, for over 250 years, our lands have been spoken about, they've been mapped, renamed, dug up, sold off, all without our consent, without our voice, and without our truth. But the struggle for sovereignty doesn't just live in courtrooms or on frontline blockades, it lives in language, in story, in who gets to speak and who gets heard. 3CR is one of the only radio stations that actually speaks truthfully about colonial violence, about resource theft, and about ecological destruction. That's why 3CR matters. Because here, on this station, we don't have to beg for airtime. We don't have to translate our pain into polite requests. 3CR is one of the few spaces on Settler Radio where First Nations people, grassroots organisers, land defenders, and communities on the front line of climate and colonial violence can speak out on our own terms. So when you donate to 3CR, you're not just funding a show, you're funding our narratives and our truth and our ability to be able to get our narratives and our truth out there. You're backing truth telling, you're backing radical storytelling, you're helping us take the narrative back, and that is all part of our sovereignty and our struggle for our sovereignty. Now, if you've ever learned something here, if you've ever felt something shift, or you heard a voice that spoke to your struggle, help us keep these stories on the air. Donate now, stand with us, keep 3CR on the air, because who tells the story shapes the world that we live in. Now, if you want to donate, you can head to the website, 3cr.org.au. You can call up on 03-9419-8377, or you can drop into the station here at the top of Smith Street in Fitzroy. And yeah, please do donate. Also, I just want to mention, donations are tax deductible if they're $2 or more. Tax time is just around the corner. So, you know, it's a good way to ensure that you get a bit of tax back. You know, whatever you donate, you should be able to get some of that back. We're going to go to a caller. We've just had somebody call through. Give me 2 seconds. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, how you going? Is this Alana?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling up. So why have you called through today?
So I've called because I want to donate to Yilliman and 3CR because the station speaks the truth that no one else will and uplifts voices that are silenced in mainstream media and holds power to account with strength and integrity. And I particularly wanted to call up during Yilliman because I love this show. It's fearless, it's uncompromising in its politics, and it's just everything that community radio should be. So
amazing.
We believe in justice and sovereignty and in hearing the voices that actually matter. You should donate too so that we can keep radical media alive.
Amazing. And how much are you donating today?
I was going to donate $20.
Amazing. Yes, thank you so much for that. And yeah, just a reminder for you and the other listeners, it is tax deductible. You've got tax time around the corner.
Which That's is, right.
Yeah, very handy. So how long have you been listening to the show for?
Since its inception.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And is there any particular like show or anything we've discussed that has really stood out to you?
Honestly, like every single show stands out to me. Like I've re-listened to multiple episodes because they're so like dense and contain so much information. They're really good educational resources, your shows.
Amazing. Thank you for that feedback. And, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, there is actually people out in the community who are listening to what I'm saying and who are, you know, taking that on and learning from that and able to develop their politics as a result. Thanks for calling up and thank you for your donation. Every dollar counts.
No worries.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Alana. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
That was Alana. She's donated $20. We've also had a few other donations come through over the last week or last couple of weeks, actually. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of our other donors. People like Lionel Williams, the West Sahara Association, Juliet Fox, the Indigenous Social Justice Alliance, Lou, Janita Spinelli, Joseph. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your name, Joseph. Joseph Malignaggi, I think. Again, apologies and thank you for your donation. Zoe Elms, we've got a donation from an anonymous listener up in Reservoir. Nita Okoko from The Morning Show. Teresa, again, apologies if I mispronounced your surname. Teresa Greimer. The Raccoon Club. Stephanie Flynn. Pilar Aguilera and Klaus and Cheryl. I'm absolutely horrible with all these surnames for the third time. Again, many apologies if I've mispronounced this. Klaus and Cheryl Kolfus. And we've also just had a donation from the legendary Uncle Robbie, as well as Alana, who just caught up and gave a donation as well. So with all of that, I think we're at 130 to go now before I reach my show's target. So yeah, $130 to go, not much at all. So if you're listening out there, you got a couple of dollars to spare, or if you know you're looking for some extra money back around tax time, please do ring up, head to the website, And make a donation so we can keep on air for another year. We can keep putting the narrative out there, keep getting our voices out there. You can also text through to 04-888-09-855. So send us a text if you're listening. Let us know, you know, what you like about Yilliman, what you like about 3CR, why you're listening in, and why people should donate.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au/donate and show your support for community-owned and community-run media.
You're listening to Yilliman on 3CR, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au, streamed online and via the playback service. You can also listen on demand via the 3CR website or on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you might get your podcast. Pardon me. Today, we are talking Radiophon. Radiophon is the big donation drive that 3CR has every year to ensure that we can stay on the air for another year because, you know, we are a grassroots independent community funded radio station. So we don't take any big handouts from the government or from corporations and from capitalists and, you know, from this colonial system. Instead, 3CR ensures they can stay on the air year round by relying on community support. And that is why we are the community radio station. Free community radio. I don't know if that's what 3CR actually stands for, but it does now. So yeah, it's a really great drive, this drive. We've, you know, been able to get a fair few donations come in already, which is amazing to see. At the moment, we've got about, for this program, Yilliman, we've got about $130 to go before we can reach our target to ensure that, you know, we contribute to 3CR to keep 3CR on the airwave for another year. So $130 to go. If you're listening out there, if you've got a couple of spare dollars to donate, head to the website, give us a call on 03-9419-8377 or drop in to the station at the top of Smith Street here in Fitzroy. We are going to go to another caller. We've got a caller on line 7. Hello, can you hear me, Nita?
Can hear you, Kieran. Good morning. How are you? Good afternoon, actually.
Yeah, I'm going pretty good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm a long-time listener on the show, and I just wanted to call in and show some appreciation. I'm here with a comrade, Jesse, who's also a regular listener.
Hey, hi, Jesse, Kieran. How you going?
Good, good. You know, we have the Wednesday breakfast, and we just wanted to call in to show solidarity with Yilliman, which is probably... Or, you know, I'm just saying probably because it absolutely is our favorite program on the air on 3CR, and just wanted to show our appreciation for that.
Amazing. Thank you for calling, comrades. I really, really appreciate it, and I really appreciate your donation as well. And any of the listeners out there, when should they tune in on Wednesday mornings to hear your guys' show?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but first, yeah, Yilliman. Wednesday isn't as good, I have to say. But yeah, just, you know, we donated because, like you said, you know, it really is, yeah, of course, it's independent, doesn't have any of the, I guess, nonsense and obfuscation of establishment media. So 3CR is really so important for that. But yeah, so many more voices, and we've learned a lot from Yilliman. I think really wanted to say, especially the episodes that you did in electoralism. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong.
No, you got it right. Yeah, electoralism.
Electoralism was so impactful. I think really changed the way that we engage with processes that uphold the colonial state. So that was really so informative.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling up and for, you know, getting some other listeners to donate. I really appreciate your donation as well. You know, I appreciate every donation that comes in. It's what allows us to keep, you know, getting these messages out there and having these tough conversations about, you know, stuff like electoralism in the settler colony.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're saying this morning on Wednesday breakfast, any amount of money is, we'll take anything. You know, I think some people might feel maybe a bit shy if they don't have a lot of money to give, but you know, please don't. Anything is really helpful, and if 10 people give $5 or whatever, you know, that's a significant amount too. It all counts.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, even like $2, you know, if we get a couple of dozen people ring up and give $2 each, you know, there's maybe $50, $100. Like, that's actually pretty on the way to our target, which is only $130. So, yeah, you know, thank you for mentioning that as well. And, yeah, if to the listeners, don't be shy. Sorry, Jesse, sorry, I'm talking over top of you there.
No, sorry. I was just saying, all listeners, please contribute what little you can. It's really meaningful.
Yeah, no, thanks heaps for calling up and for, mentioning that. Really appreciate it. And, if you are listening, tune in on Wednesday mornings as well to catch Jesse and Nita on The Breakfast Show.
Thanks, Kieran. Bye.
No worries. See you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. And we've also had a text message come through from a comrade of mine, Harry at Rahu. G'day there. This is Harry. I wanted to say that I really appreciate Yilliman. It provides an important voice and a lot of current and historical context that more people need to hear and talk about. We need this strong voice and more people should be listening. Keep up the great work. And he's also mentioned that he can't wait to get his Yilliman t-shirt. I don't know if I'm allowed to promote that sort of stuff on radio, but like, I'm going to anyways, I suppose. So yeah, if you Google Yilliman, you can also get some merch, which, just helps me to do the work that I'm doing, not just on 3CR, but outside of 3CR as well. Work with, the BPU, the Black Sovereign Movement, and other frontline organizations. So we're going to go to another track, and we'll be right back after. If you're listening, you got a couple of dollars to spare, please do ring up 049419 0155, or you can drop into the station on Smith Street, or you can head to the website freecr.org.au/donate and make a donation. Doesn't matter if it's only a dollar or two, every single dollar does count. It all adds up at the end of the day. You know, don't be shy about ringing up if you can only donate a dollar or two. We really, really still appreciate it. Every single dollar counts. And we've only got $130 to go for this program. So if you're listening and maybe you do have a bit of extra money, or, you know, maybe you need a few extra things to chuck down on your tax return to get a couple of dollars back in a couple of weeks, and you've got $130 spare, you know, ring up, make that donation. It would really help. And as I said before, it's all tax deductible, so you're going to get that back in only a couple of weeks.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377, or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
Hello, listeners. We have just had another donation come through from Ivy up in Northcote, with a message. Big ups, great show, keep going. Thank you for that, Ivy. And Ivy has also donated to Billabong Beat and Cultural Kinetics, two of our other First Nations programs that are ran here on 3CR. In fact, Cultural Kinetics is coming up next, so don't go anywhere after my show. Stick around for Cultural Kinetics. DJ Curly taking you through for an hour with some really deadly beats. And a special shout out and thank you to Ivy for that donation. And now, I just want to mention that 3CR programmers are on your station broadcasting your voice. This is what this is. You know, we can be honest in our assessment of issues and music and opinions. The people that we are most accountable to are our loyal donors who give us that independence. And that's all you out there listening today. And that's the people that have rang up and, jumped on the website or popped into the station and made a donation. You know, at the end of the day, by donating to 3CR, you're not only supporting the station, you also become part of our community. You know, this community that has kept 3CR on air for nearly 50 years now, this big 3CR family. And, what an amazing milestone that would be when they do hit that 50-year mark. 50 years of community-funded, independent radio, bringing you some of the most radical and revolutionary voices down here in, so-called Melbourne or Naarm. And not just down here in Naarm, but right across this colony known as Australia. So that is why it is so important to ring up, to jump on the website, to pop into the station and to make a donation. Every single dollar counts. We are extremely appreciative and grateful for every single dollar. And at the end of the day, it's It's not a case of us looking for profits or anything like that. 3CR is a not-for-profit organization. You know, we're out here looking for donations simply to keep running, simply to be able to provide that platform in the first place for voices like my own, like Uncle Robbie, who was on just before me, like Curly, who's going to be up next, and like many of the other, not just First Nations voices, but voices from, you know, our union movements, our environmental movements, voices from the diaspora, voices from the queer community, voices from all of these marginalized communities that otherwise don't get a platform and don't get their voices heard, especially not on mainstream radio and in mainstream media. We have just had another donation come through from Inez of $20. A big shout out and thank you to Inez for that donation. I think that brings us down to 85 to go now. We only need $85 more for this program, Yilliman, to reach its goal. Our target for this radio show is $750, and that's, you know, going towards the total amount of $275,000 that 3CR needs to ensure it can stay on air for one more year, ensure that for another year we can have this station down here in Fitzroy, we can continue to put all of these amazing, radical, revolutionary, marginalized voices out on the airwaves and continue to be the amazing space that we are down here at 3CR. We're going to go to another song now. What's a good song? Actually, I'll go to an announcement and then I'll go to a song. You're listening to Yilliman, 855 AM, and your dial 3cr.org.au, streamed online and via playback on demand. And while you're on that website, 3cr.org.au, you can also donate. There should be a big donate button at the top, or you can just head to 3cr.org.au/donate, and you can make a donation there. Alrighty, we've got an announcement, and we'll be right back.
We jail black males in Australia nationally at a rate 5 times greater than apartheid South Africa jailed black males in 1993. The suicide and self-harm rates are the highest in the world, and the life expectancy gap is the biggest in the first world. You know, Australians don't like hearing the truth about how bad things are, but the more we resolve from it, the longer this is going to continue.
Black fella, white fella, it doesn't matter what you colour.
Mainstream media is not interested in this stuff. It doesn't find space to talk truthfully and deeply about issues that affect all Australians. The only place predominantly you will find that with any real depth is on community radio, and 3CR has been one of the great leaders in that. So if people are wondering where they should spend their hard-earned cash, I would suggest 3CR is a bloody good place to start.
What your name is, we got the hair, lots of changes, we need more brothers.
That was a really good announcement. I'm not actually sure who recorded that one, but that's a really good announcement, that one. I especially like at the start how he's talking about, you know, the issues that we're facing here in this colony. For example, the fact that we're jailed at significantly higher rates than black people were in South Africa at the height of South Africa's apartheid policies. You know, that's what we're living with here. That is the predicament of so-called Australia. We are living in apartheid here. You know, we're the most locked up, over-incarcerated people in the entire world. We have these massive deaths in custody rates. And, you know, this is why it is so important for people to donate to stations like 3CR so that we can raise these issues. We can, you know, highlight these issues and really bring them to the forefront, bring them to people's attention so that we can actually start to act on them. Not only that, talking about, you know, along the lines of our massive over-incarceration, another great reason to donate to 3CR is 3CR does the Beyond the Bars program every year. Now, if you don't know what Beyond the Bars is, each year it's, don't ask me how long it's been going for. It has been going for several years now. I'm pretty sure the early 2000s even. But, you know, for at least a decade now, every year 3CR has gone into a lot of the local prisons down here in the colonial state of Victoria and ran radio programs in the jails with a lot of our mob who are locked up in there. These radio programs, this radio show, is broadcast throughout NAIDOC week, where, you know, the mob that are locked up and behind bars get to take over the airwaves for a week during NAIDOC and get to get their messages out, get to get their voices out, you know, get to have their problems heard by the wider community and, you know, those, especially those who otherwise would never hear these voices. You know, have a good think about it. Where else would you actually hear the voices of incarcerated, locked up mob who are literally sitting in jail right now, except for on 3CR? It's one of the only, if not the only station in this entire sickening colony right across this continent where mob who are locked up, you know, the most, some of the most marginalized of our community actually get to have a say, actually get to have their problems heard, their issues heard, get to say what they think is important and get a platform. That's what 3CR is. That's how great 3CR is. That is why you should donate to 3CR.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au/donate and show your support for community-owned and community-run media.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au, streamed online and via the playback service. We've just had one more donation come in, a donation of $25 from Michaela, with a message. One of my favourite new shows on 3CR, beautiful music and critical analysis of a very wide range of issues. Thanks for all your research and knowledge. Thank you for your donation, Michaela. That is very much appreciated. Really want to thank you for that one and thank all of our donors who have rang up and donated, not just to Yilliman, but to all of the shows here on 3CR and who are, you know, helping to keep 3CR going for another year. So we can provide, you know, that beautiful music, we can provide that critical analysis, and we can bring forward these hidden issues for us to actually discuss and to actually get them out there. You're listening to 3CR. You can send a text message in on 04-888-09-855. Send a text through. Let us know why you listen to 3CR or Yilliman. You know, let us know what you like about the show, what you like about 3CR. Let other people know why they should donate and why you think it's a good idea for 3CR to stay on the airway for another year. It is very important that we do so. We can have this platform for people like myself, for people like, you know, our Palestinian brothers and sisters, our West Papuan brothers and sisters, for people like our you know, queer family, for people like our locked up mob, for our union fighters out there, for all of our climate activists, for all of the other people that rely on 3CR so that they can have a platform, so that they can get their message out, so that they can actually bring forward all of these issues that are otherwise swept aside and ignored by our mainstream commercial radio stations and media outlets. We have $60 to go for the Yilliman target of $750. This goes towards the overall target of $275,000, which we are looking for to ensure that 3CR can stay on the air for another year. Now, you know, it does seem like a large amount of money, but there's so much that goes into being able to keep a radio station like 3CR functioning. You know, we've got all of the rent on the building. We've got all of the expenses to actually broadcast. We've got, you know, all of the website stuff, the podcasting stuff, all of our tech gear, like our microphones, our soundboards, you know, all of the programs, what are they called, those little apps and whatever else that, you know, we can use on a computer to edit our shows and stuff like that. All of this stuff costs money. It's not free. It'd be amazing if it was, but unfortunately it's not. All of it costs money, and we need some money from the community to be able to keep doing what we're doing, to get our messages out there, get our news out there, get our music and our media out there, and have this platform. Back to Beyond the Bars that I mentioned just before. So the Beyond the Bars broadcast will be happening during NAIDOC week this year, 7th to 11th of July. On Monday from 11 to 2, we've got a broadcast from Dame Philip Frost Center down in Deer Park. That's one of the, I think there's only two women's jails in Victoria, and that is one of them. The next day on the Tuesday, again 11 to 2, we're going to be broadcasting live from Barwon Prison. on Wednesday, we've got Fulham Correctional Centre from 11 to 1 in the morning. And then from 1 to 3, we have Middleton Prison. On Thursday, we've got a broadcast from Marganite Correctional Centre. And then on Friday, wrapping it all up with a broadcast from Port Phillip Prison down in Laverton. So as you can see, it's quite a packed week of broadcast for NAIDOC week. That's all the Beyond the Bars programs. Again, you know, this is, as far as I'm aware, the only radio station right across this entire continent that actually does this, that actually goes into the prisons, that actually, you know, takes the gear in there as well. Because when we go in there, we don't just, you know, go in there by ourselves. We've got to take in all of the studio gear and stuff like that. And we set up in there and we let the fellas and the women in there have their say. You know, we let them take over the airwaves for a couple of hours each day and get their messages out there, get their songs and their poems and music that they've written out there to, you know, get their struggles out there as well. Talk about what they need to ensure that they can stay out once they get out so that, you know, they're not falling into those same pitfalls and those same traps of reincarceration and getting locked back up again, as well as what they need while they're in there. Because, you know, it's not easy for our people to be locked up in these cells. And, you know, there might be listeners out there that, you know, think whatever they might think about incarceration and carceral violence. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not a healthy thing. It's not a good thing. And at the end of the day as well, we know that the vast, vast majority of our mob who are locked up for petty, victimless, insignificant crimes. You know, stuff like public drunkenness, stuff like not paying their parking fines, stuff like stealing some food because they're starving because, you know, this racist colony won't give them a job, won't give them any opportunities. So they got to go steal something to eat. And then they find themselves locked up in prison. You know, that's why so many of our mob are in there. And when I say that, I'm talking like the vast majority. Something like 80% of our mob who are locked up for these same petty, victimless crimes. The exact same sort of crimes that the average non-Indigenous Australian would get a non-carceral sentence for. If they were even heard in court in the first place about it, which most of them aren't. But, you know, a lot of these, and this isn't just me saying it, there's lots of studies and stats around this as well. But the vast majority of our mob are locked up for the exact same crimes that non-Indigenous people get a warning or a fine or, you know, something like community service for. But our mob get locked up, chucked in cells for the same stuff. Something like up to 80% of our mob as well aren't even convicted. They're in there on remand. Means they've been scooped up by cops, dropped off at the prison, and they're in there awaiting court dates. Some of them have been in there for a year or more waiting for their day in court to actually, you know, be found apparently guilty by this colony. They haven't even been found guilty yet, the vast majority of them. And, you know, that's why it's so important that we do go and do programs like Beyond the Bars so that they can talk about this stuff, so that they can get this stuff out there. So if you are listening, you got a couple of dollars in your pocket or in your wallet or whatever, in your bank account, head to the website, freecr.org.au. Give us a call on 04-9419-8377 or drop into the station at the top of Smith Street here in Fitzroy and donate some money to ensure that FreeCR can stay on the air for another year. As I mentioned before, all the donations are tax deductible. We got tax time just around the corner. So if you want to get a couple of dollars back with your tax return, donating to FreeCR is a great way to ensure that you have more chance of getting more money back when you do your tax return. We're going to go to another song and we'll be right back. Also, just want to mention you can text through as well, 04888 09 855. Send us a text. Let us know why you're listening today, why you listen to Yilliman, why you think people should donate to FreeCR, and, you know, just let us know how your day's going as well. We're going to play a song by Michael Kiwanuka, Hero. This song, I've played it a couple of times on this radio show before. It's got a really great video clip, film clip, whatever they're called. So if you get a chance, have a look on YouTube, have a watch of it. There's a lot of great imagery in there from the Black Panthers and from, you know, the heyday of the Black Civil Rights Movement back in the United States. We are talking Radiophon still today. We've only got about 10 minutes or so left in the show. We've still got $60 to go until we hit our target. If you're out there, if you're listening, if you got a couple of dollars to donate, now's the time. Give us a call, 0419 0155, or you can head to the website freecr.org.au/donate, or you can drop into the station here on Smith Street in Fitzroy. We only need $60 to go, and then we will hit our target for this radio show, and we can contribute towards the total goal for Free CR. So I just want to remind people that, you know, your donation ensures that we remain free of government and corporate influence, and we can be a true voice for the community. I want to give a special shout out and thank you to everyone who has already chipped in, and, you know, we're really getting towards our goal here. We're, you know, hoping to make it any day now, our total goal, that is. So, you know, really want to thank everyone who has chipped in so far. You know, FreeCR has been on your airwaves now since 1976. We've been here since 1976. That's really amazing. 49 years. Next year will be our 50th year. The theme for Radiophon this year is Your Station, Your Voice. And I want to remind people that when you are ringing up and you're donating, you know, you are helping us to have our station and to have our voices. You're helping to get out the voices of the marginalized, of the oppressed, of those who are otherwise swept under the rug and ignored any other day of the week by the mainstream media. When you ring up and donate as well, you know, you're ensuring that we remain accountable, not to the government, not to corporations, but to the community. That is what it is all about. It's about community accountability and having a community radio station that puts out the community's voices. That is why it is so important for you to ring up and make a donation today. We are so close to our target now. We've only got $50 or $60 to go with the Yilliman show before we reach our target of $750. We've got 9 minutes left in the show. If you've got a couple of dollars, ring up, make a donation, pop in to the station and make a donation. There's also a bunch of merch as well. If you head to the website, freecr.org.au, or if you drop in at the station, you can get a FreeCR hoodie or t-shirt or tote bag. There's a bunch of different CDs from stuff like our previous years doing Beyond the Bars, as I mentioned before, as well as our other Radiophon CDs. We've got a Jazz on a Saturday CD, a Nostalgia CD, a Steam Radio CD. These are all fluctuating prices between $25 and $35. You can drop in, you can grab one of those CDs, you can head to the website, you can order it there. Please, you know, help us to ensure that we keep going for another year with radical news, radical analysis, and radical songs on the most radical radio station in so-called Australia.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
To donate, call 03-9419-8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
We have less than 5 minutes left to go. We've only got $60 left to reach our target. If you're listening out there, jump on the website, freecr.org.au/donate, or give us a call on 03-9419-0155. You can come through to the air if you want, have a quick yarn, tell people why you're donating, or if you're a bit too shy, you don't want to get your voice out there, that's totally okay. Give us a call anyways. You can make a donation through the phones at the front desk there. We only have $60 to go. We've got 5 minutes to go. If you're out there, if you're listening, if you got the money, reach into your pockets, reach into your wallet, open up your bank account, send us through that $60. We really need it. And you're going to get it back in a couple of weeks at tax time anyways, hopefully. Every donation that's $2 or more is tax deductible. So if you're out there, if you're listening, especially, you know, I know that there is some people that listen to this show that have a bit of cash and, you know, a bit of cash to spare. I know there's a few lawyers and accountants out there that listen on this show from time to time. If you're listening today, you know, you got the money. You spend more than that a week getting your coffees, your takeaway coffees and stuff. Just chuck us a few $60. Let us hit our target. We've only got 4 minutes left. You know you want to. Give us a call, 03 9419 8377, or head to the website, freecr.org.au/donate. We've only got $60 to go. Come on, people. We can make it. Let's do it. We've got another caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, Kieran. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling up and for listening. Do you have anything you want to say to listeners today?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I'm 75. We escaped from a communist country, from an Iron Curtain country. So by Iron Curtain, I mean that the media is really, really controlled. You can't read lots of books. Certain books are all blocked out. The radio stations are controlled. So there's, in terms of information, it's very, very hard to get. You know, you've got to do it in the underground or sort of word by mouth, you know, word by mouth, that type of stuff. It's very hard for us in Australia to understand what it's like. But it's a different way that they operate here. Even though it seems like we've got free media, it's privately owned and tightly controlled. And even though we think we get the information, we don't. And it's very hard to explain to young people how this propaganda system, how this system works, and that.
Yeah.
So I empathise with you and. Just want to encourage people to listen to what you're saying and to support 3CR, because from my experience, it's extremely unique, a station to have a station like this. I'm surprised that it still exists with the with the opposition that the Aboriginals are getting and that sort of stuff. So let's make as good a use of it as we can, sort of, as long as we can.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you raise a good point there. Like, so much of our media here, it is privately owned. And, you know, it might not be that same sort of, you know, suppression that we might see elsewhere around the world in terms of that media suppression, but it's suppressed because it's privately owned and because these private owners decide what does and doesn't get out there. So you raise a really good point, and this is why people should ring up and donate.
Yes. I'd encourage them to do that, and, I'm happy to help out. I'm just one of these people that journeys with yourself and Robbie and the mob and that. I'm a white fella, but I journey with you guys. I can't do much of my colour. I'm white on the outside, but I'm black on the inside.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling up. I really appreciate it. Hey, thanks for, you know, telling listeners why they should donate, because it's
no problem
so
at all.
Important, yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day. We've just hit our time up. We've got Cultural Kinetics coming up next. But, yeah, thanks for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. We'll keep up the great work.
Cheers. Appreciate it. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. See ya.
So, yeah, stay tuned. We've got Cultural Kinetics up next with DJ Curly taking you through for the next hour with some deadly beats. Radiophone is still going. Cultural Kinetics has got their own target to meet as well. So if you listen to the Cultural Kinetics each week, if you love the beats that Curly plays, give 3CR a call, 03 9419 0155. Drop into the station at the top of Smith Street here in Fitzroy, or head to the website freecr.org.au to support Curly.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.